My name is Karen Lopez, and I also go by the name of Pepper Brooks. I just wanted to tell you about this couch and what it means for me. I was able to pick up this couch. It belonged to a 94-year-old Italian man. No one sat on this couch for over 20 years. It has the original plastic. It's in its original state, and it was made in 1973, and no one sat on it for 20 years. When I think about that, I think about this couch in my grandparents' living room and what it meant for them, what it meant to work hard as a housekeeper and in the mines to be able to afford a French provincial couch in their living room, which is why a lot of us were not allowed to sit on it, and a lot of us weren't allowed to even go in the room because it meant so much to them. The reason why I brought this couch here is because I want you to have the opportunity to sit on this couch, because it's a representation of how hard... It's a representation of how hard my grandparents worked for me to have the opportunity to tell you about this couch and what it means to me. It's an opportunity for you to think about your families, possibly immigrant families in Canada, and what it means for you. Not very many people talk about the immigrant story and how difficult that is. And in the media, it's been highlighted a lot lately, not so positively. But I just want to bring back the positive memories of having this piece representing what it means to have pride and being humble and working at any job that you can in order to support your family and have your family have their dreams. Because of my grandparents and the struggles that they had, I was born in Sudbury General Hospital. I'm the first grandchild born in Canada. I'm the first child born in a Canadian hospital. I owe them everything. They sacrificed so much for me. My mother was a single mother and she was a teenager. My father abandoned her and they took me and they raised me and they are my parents. I'm doing this really for them. This is not for me. This is for all immigrants who came to Canada to find a better life and a better life for the people that they love. So this is why the couch is here in its original state, with the original plastic and the original materials preserved, just like how I want to preserve their history. If you're not able to sit on it, just want you to be able to look at it and think about your families, especially if you're first generation Canadian, and maybe take a picture of it and just have it as a safe reminder of that forgotten story about how much that generation that came here in the 1960s and 1970s in Canada and beyond, and what they've done for us. So we're able to be here in this art gallery today.